We want to get the latest from WBUR meteorologist David Epstein as Tropical Storm Isaias moves this afternoon over New England. Here's Governor Baker.
Statewide, we expect the Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning commutes to be impacted by both the wind and the rain. So if you're going out, you should take it very slow and allow plenty of extra time to get to wherever it is you're going.
David Epstein, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much, Jamie.
So we just heard the governor talk there about the wind and the rain. Where is Isaias right now, and how is it impacting New England?
So the center of it is located northwest of New York City now. It's south of Albany, so somewhere in the Hudson Valley. It's moving towards the north at about 40 miles an hour, and we have individual kind of thunderstorm cells on the right side. That's the drier side and the windier side of the storm. Most of those to date have been moving from Connecticut up through western Massachusetts and then on into New Hampshire. We just had a tornado warning. We still actually have it up near the Claremont, New Hampshire area. There's another one around Hartford right now. Eventually, some of these storms will try to develop in eastern Massachusetts, but it may or may not materialize in the Boston area. I think it's not a very widespread event, but it's an event where there can be severe weather here this afternoon for the next couple of hours.
What about flooding? Is there a potential for flooding in western Mass?
In western Massachusetts, out towards the Berkshires, certainly. But the thing's moving so quickly, it's probably just street flooding, things like that. You know, the type of thing where it's raining so hard, you have to pull over for 15 minutes or a little longer out there. But the back edge of the rain is already moving through the Litchfield Hills in Connecticut. It will be up into Pittsfield in the next hour, and it's out of here. So this is not a big event, and not to discount what the governor said, but tomorrow morning there's not going to be any problems with the commute at all. This thing's gone.
Gotcha. So you mentioned the tornado watch, and you know, we saw earlier over the weekend there were some tornadoes that touched down here in New England, strong winds. Any connection to what we already saw to Isaias?
No, not at all. So the weekend event, completely separate. What we've got now going on is when these tropical systems, any tropical system, comes onshore, the friction with the land tends to create a little more instability and a little more spin in the atmosphere. And the right side tends to be where that's occurring. If you think about the storms moving north, the right side has a southerly wind. So the winds and the storm's forward motion are kind of acting together. Whereas on the other side, the opposite side, the storm's moving north, but the winds are coming. The storm's moving north, but the storm winds are coming from the north. So they're fighting each other. So on this eastern side, that's where we tend to have more severe weather cropping up. And indeed, that's what we've seen from Pennsylvania all the way through New Jersey, New York, into Connecticut, and now into New Hampshire.
So you said by tomorrow morning, we shouldn't be seeing any more of Isaias. But David, I got to ask, you know, it's the beginning of August, and it seems a bit early in the season for a hurricane or a tropical storm. Is it actually early?
It is a little bit early to get a tropical system up this far, but it's not that unusual to get it in the summer. You know, we actually, what's more unusual is the fact that we haven't had a hurricane here since 1991 when Bob came onshore down towards the Cape. So it's been a long time since a hurricane has actually reached New England, and we are way, way overdue. These types of things, this thing going through, getting sort of press and all that, is nothing compared to what we would experience if an actual hurricane, and it will happen, comes on shore in New England. All these trees, 30 years without any real hurricane.
Are you expecting one soon? This season?
Who knows?
Who knows? No, but I mean, do you expect it to be a busy season, I should say?
Impossible to tell. Yeah, the season should be busier than average just because the waters are warm, and we're in more of a La Nina, so we don't have the wind shear down across the Atlantic. So it tends to be an active season. We're reaching, you know, the I in the alphabet as these storms get named very early. So we've had a lot of named storms already. So I suspect it will continue to be active, and we don't reach the peak until around September 11th.
Got it. So we've got a long way to go here. David, finally, I mentioned this at the top, but this hour we're focusing on the coronavirus pandemic. And I'm just wondering how you think folks should be thinking differently about preparing for this particular hurricane season while also dealing with the pandemic.
Yeah, I think any hurricane season, you know, as we're in, as you said, we have a month to go before we even reach peak. And that's just peak. It doesn't mean something can't happen after that. Yeah. I think you just want to think about what would happen if a storm occurred and you couldn't necessarily get out of the house for a day or two. Your power was out for 3 or 4 days, and have those contingency plans. And in a lot of ways, preparing for a hurricane is not unlike what we had to prepare for in March when we kind of all got shut down. We were in our homes. We had food for a couple of weeks. It's really sort of the same thing. Unfortunately, with the virus, it's much longer lasting. A hurricane would probably be, you know, much more quick hitting and then be out of here.
Got it. Well, thank you. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.